last paragraph, it says, if you wish to conquer a people, addict their hearts to the love of benefits and their minds to vain knowledge. Then they will fight to maintain their slavery and crucify anyone who might set them free. Now, is that your writing or is that Marcus Aurelius?
Unless it's in quotes, I think that's me.
Yeah, it's not in quotes.
I sound like Marcus Aurelius, but it may be.
It's,
you know,
not
Marcus Aurelius sounds like an Episcopal priest sometimes when
yeah,
you
I know.
Listen.
Yeah, it's not in quotes, and I really like that, and I'd like to use that in maybe a upcoming article I'm going to do.
Okay, great.
But I wanted to make sure I give you or Marcus the credit. I didn't, you know.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty good about that. Sounds like me, but as a matter of fact, I think I can remember writing that. But it's amazing how many things that Marcus Aurelius said that were good, yet he had the worst human rights record for persecuting Christians officially than any of the emperors.
I'll tell you, some of the people who are very wicked know this stuff better than we do.
That's right. Well, he had the one simple concept that he did not have down is the fact that we should not be men calling ourselves benefactors, but doing so by exercising authority over our neighbors. We cannot be a free people unless we set our neighbors free. And most people in America would rather have a benefit than a neighbor who's free from forcing that neighbor to contribute to himself. That's the beast nature that gives power to the beast. It is the beast in each of us that makes tyrants of governments, is the fact that we are willing to rule over our neighbor. So anyway, that's a simple concept. It's not real popular today.
Oh, I know.
That's the way it works. We are the beast. We need to be the government of Christ.